This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, December 5th. God's word for you today is roots. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8 to 10. And it says, "What I want mostly is for men to pray, not shaking angry fists at enemies, but raising holy hands to God. And I want women to get in there with the men in humility before God, doing something beautiful for God and becoming beautiful doing it." People, humility, wisdom. Treat people well. Humility attracts divine lifting. Wisdom is deeper than knowledge. There is knowledge everywhere, and there are a lot of knowledgeable people. However, what will differentiate you from the pack is wisdom, not how competent and knowledgeable you are. The millennials and Gen Z are very knowledgeable, but when you see a wise millennial or Gen Z, he or she is usually miles ahead of everyone else. While their peers are priding themselves in their knowledge, they are filled with wisdom. I pray that you will be filled with wisdom in the name of Jesus. When someone needs to be lifted, it is usually a problem of people, humility, and wisdom. Take someone that does not have a job, for instance. The person does not have a job because of the people he or she is or is not walking with. If there are three poor people and you join them, you will be the fourth. Those people cannot help you. I am not saying you should snub people. I believe we have already established that. I am just saying you need to build a solid network of solid people. First off, there is nothing like there is no job. It does not exist. The problem is not lack of employment. The problem is employability. There are jobs everywhere. People do not have jobs because they are arrogant and proud. For the people who do not have jobs, because of lack of people, humility, and wisdom, if you eventually give them a job, they will lose it because of lack of people, humility, and wisdom. The problem has never been the availability of jobs, but people, humility, and wisdom. The fifth thing as God lifts you is necessary bows for your lifting. There are bows you need to bow so that you can be lifted. That is how it works. This season, you will be lifted, and the first thing to note is you need the grace to stay under the things that God has placed over you so that you can be over the things that God has placed under you. Imagine a child calling his or her parents an idiot to his or her face. Nobody needs to curse that child. He or she is cursed. But Pastor, she is stupid. Really? Your mother? Listen, the fact that we are modern does not mean we are without roots. God's word remains the same in every culture and situation. Secondly, understand that there is someone who is greater than I, in whose presence I am in. Worship is big, and we really cannot worship if we do not recognize the presence of whom we stand. Once we come to this realization, we bow willingly and effortlessly. Let us pray. Father, help me to be mindful of people, deliberate about humility, and grow in things you have placed above me, and acknowledge you in every situation, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.